Okay, our next presenter is Michelle Iosa, and the title of her presentation is Cowpea as a Cover Crop and Nitrogen Source in Double Cropping System with Forage Rye.
Thank you. As you said, I'm talking about cowpea as a cover crop and nitrogen source in a double cropping system. To start off with, double cropping is the management of planting a second crop immediately after harvest of the first, and this includes harvesting two crops from the same field in 1 year. This does have the potential to benefit grain cropping. However, these systems do require adequate soil moisture and time for these crops to mature and have time in between crops for field preparation. Green manure cover crops, they improve the soil properties, they can add organic matter, they can contribute to soil nitrogen and disrupt disease cycles, weeds and insects, and of course nitrogen is important in the system, and in the United States 20% of nitrogen is supplied to crops from biological fixation. Nitrogen is the most costly input in production systems, and it's also the most limiting factor in plant production. Cowpea is a warm season legume. It is widely adapted and stress tolerant to drought and low pH soils. It's grown on about 14 million hectares in the warm regions of Africa, Asia, and the Americas, with a total grain harvest of 7 million tons. Nigeria is the number one cowpea production, and it's grown in more than 100 countries. In the United States, mostly California and Texas grow cowpea, and the uses are for forage for deer, for a green vegetable, or a dry pulse for human consumption. The seed yield can vary from 1,000 to 4,000 kilograms per hectare, and they can fix up to 160 kilograms per hectare of nitrogen in as little as 60 days. With the the objective of this research was to evaluate rye forage yields as impacted by the cowpea green manure cover crop, and also measure soil nitrogen contributions from cowpea in combination with different nitrogen fertilizer rates. This experiment was located at the Texas A&M AgriLife Research and Extension Center at Overton, Texas. This is located in East Texas in the Piney Woods regions of Texas. This is comprised of about 13% of the state, and the main crops are improved forages, timber, ornamental crops, and roses. The duration for this cropping system was two full cropping seasons, and when I say that, we had a green manure cover crop grown in the summer paired with a winter forage. The summer green manure was grown in 2014 and 2015, and the winter forage was grown in 2015 and 2016. This was a split plot design with three summer treatments acting as the main plots. There was a late maturity cowpea of iron and clay, and an early maturing cowpea of combine with a summer fallow plot. And there were four nitrogen fertilizer rates that were the subplots. These were 0, 34, 67, and 101 kilograms per hectare of nitrogen added. And these were applied to the rye plots. The plot size were 6 by 12 meters, and the cowpea were inoculated with a Brady rhizobium before planting. The cool season forage was Elbon rye in 2014-2015 growing season, and it was planted October 3rd with a John Deere 1110 grain drill, and it was planted at 112.5 kilograms per hectare, and this rye was fertilized by hand on October 31st. In the second year, in 2015 and 2016, the cool season forage was Maton rye. This was planted on October 28th. It was a little bit later than the year before due to a really wet fall. We had a lot of rain. The same planting rate and fertilizer was applied on December 15th and February 26th. There was two fertilizer applications the second year, and the second one was applied after the first biomass harvest of rye. This just illustrates the different nitrogen fertilizer rates. These plots, the cowpea plots that were planted, were a 6 by 12 meter plot. These were broke up into 3 by 12 meter plots. You can see very well illustrated the different four different nitrogen fertilizer rates. The soil type for this experiment was a darko loamy fine sand. This is a very deep sand and it's excessively drained. The land preparation included rototilling and a pre-emergent herbicide of trifluralin for weed suppression. And the plots were fertilized with 0-20-20, and this was applied before cowpea was planted both years. Soil sampling occurred before the initiation of the cropping system in May 2014 at two depths, 0-12 and 12-24 centimeters, and also in May 2016 after the end of the rye crop and all of the plots were soil sampled. The data that was collected on the summer treatment of cowpeas included weekly heights, and then there was also a biomass harvest at the end of the season. After the biomass harvest was conducted, the plant samples were separated into leaf and stem. You can see in that top picture, and this was just for a ratio of leaf to stem for each different cultivar of cowpea. And the cowpeas, and then with the rye, heights were taken before the rye was harvested, and there was also a percent cover that was taken before we harvested. There was three harvests per season, and these harvests were done on a mechanical harvester. Jumping into results, before I get into the rye, there was no significant difference on the cowpea treatments versus the fallow plots as affected by the rye, but there was a nitrogen rate by rye biomass positive linear relationship, as you can see, with a R-square value of 0.79. And this was for 2015, and it was similar for 2016 as there was a positive linear relationship with an R-squared value of 0.97. When looking at the soil results, first off, the soil was analyzed for total nitrogen in the soil with a combustion analysis. This table is the soil differences. The values were the soil samples that were taken in 2016 subtracted by the samples that were taken in 2014. So, and when looking at this, the carbon, throughout the table, there were no significant differences among depth or treatments of cowpea versus fallow. The carbon, however, did show some numerical trends. The nitrogen, there was no significant difference as well as the C to N ratio. This is the 2016 soil nitrogen. When looking at this, this is the two different depths. Again, this is the summer treatment of cowpeas, and there were no significant differences among treatments versus fallow plots on the soil nitrogen also. We also tried to look at this a different way, and we comprised a nitrogen budget. This consisted of all of the inputs that were put into this system as well as the outputs. The inputs were considered the cowpea biomass that was planted in the summer, plus the fertilizer nitrogen that was added. Also, and then the, I guess, output or the takeaway from the nitrogen was the rye. And this was comprised for both years. I won't bore you with that large table with a bunch of numbers, but when looking at this, we went all the way down to the bottom and looked at soil nitrogen gains. And this showed a little bit different. It gives us a little bit of hope since we didn't see any differences in the soil nitrogen from the other tables, but we did see a slight nitrogen increase in the soil nitrogen gains for the iron and clay cowpeas, combined cowpeas at all nitrogen rates. And however, just one plot area, which was the fallow plot with no additional nitrogen fertilizer added, was the only one that we did not see a nitrogen gain. So this may have impacted that, or may have said that we just need a little bit more time to really measure the soil nitrogen, especially in this deep sandy soil. So that was a good thing about this. And to conclude all this, at this location, on the Darko soil, there was no significant impact on soil nitrogen from the green manure of cowpea. There was no impact of rye biomass from the summer treatment, but the rye biomass did have a positive response from nitrogen application, which we saw. And the soil nitrogen was slightly raised after 2 years of cropping in all plots except for the fallow plots with no fertilizer nitrogen added. And with that, I'll take any questions. The question was, why are we seeing a bump in the soil nitrogen, but not in the rye yield? The soil nitrogen, the gains that we did see were very, very small. I think it just wasn't something we could measure with the rye biomass. There wasn't enough difference, possibly. Can you repeat it? I'm sorry.
You mentioned at the beginning that maybe there was an understanding treatment, but you mentioned at the beginning that cowpea is an excellent nitrogen fixer.
Yes.
However, one of your factors was nitrogen application. So given that cowpea is a good nitrogen fixer, why would you expect a difference in nitrogen treatment? What was nitrogen treatment on the rye?
The nitrogen treatment was applied to the rye.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes, the iron and clay cowpea, they're common cowpea that are used in East Texas, and they mature in about 120 days versus the combine, which are about a 60-day cowpea. So big difference in maturity. Yes, sir. There were trends on the numbers for the carbon versus the cowpeas versus the fallow. There was a little bit of difference on the biomass between the two cowpea varieties due to maturity. At that date, one cowpea is still green and has a large amount of biomass versus the other one that's already starting to seed out. So I did not look specifically at that. The carbon versus the biomass, but it could have been a reason for some of the trends, the numerical trends. No. Averaged over the 2 years, no, there was not a significant difference between the biomass.